So what happened is that Mr. Gicheru surrendered himself to the authorities of the Netherlands pursuant to an arrest warrant that was issued by the ICC back in 2015 for offenses against the administration of justice consisting in allegedly corruptly influencing witnesses of the ICC. Now, there is a national proceedings in the Netherlands. The court has asked the Netherlands to arrest and transfer Mr. Gicheru to the ICC custody. Once that happens, then the proceeding before the ICC can go ahead. At the pre-trial level, we have first what we call an initial appearance hearing. So once a new suspect enters in the ICC custody, there's a first hearing to be sure that he understands the charges brought against him, identify the person and tell him about the charges, about the rights of the defense, and start planning for what we call a confirmation of charges hearing, which is a kind of a filter by which the pretrial chamber will decide which cases can go ahead to the trial because there are enough evidence that warrants a trial, or that if the judges decide otherwise, it can be stopped at the pretrial level.
So, Fadik, what happens now? We know that the case against William Ruto and Uhuru Kenyatta, the ICC dropped that case. Now, with Paul Gicheru turning himself in, is it likely that the ICC could reopen the case against William Ruto?
Well, first, these are separate cases. So independently of the two first cases that were brought against Mr. Ruto, Mr. Kenyatta, and Mr. Sang, this case is about offenses against the administration of justice. It's a separate case that follows its own path independently of what was the outcome of the two other cases. For the two other cases, they have been closed, but it is for the ICC prosecutor to reopen them if she considers that she has evidence that would warrant that and then restart this procedure. But as I said, I need to emphasize this case is about alleged offenses against the administration of justice. And it's different from the other cases, which were about crimes against humanity.
Why do you think the ICC is interested in this particular case? Is there a particular lesson here?
Well, it is part of the rules that have been established in order to protect the integrity of the proceedings before the court. This possibility of prosecuting individuals who might commit offenses against the administration of justice, for example, by bribing witnesses or by forging evidence and so on. The point of this rule, which we call the Article 70 of the Rome Statute, is precisely to offer this protection to the proceedings against this type of attempts to tamper with it.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome, James.